how did you feel when you came across this bucket list?
Well, when we found the bucket list, I wasn't surprised, really. It's sort of something that Aslan would do. However, she never mentioned to any of us that she'd got this bucket list, or that she was planning on doing one when she was alive. So it was a bit of a surprise. But reading the things that are actually on it, it is absolutely Aslan to a T. So it's quite comical, some of the things that she wanted to do for herself, which now we have to do in her absence. But so I'm going to be looking forward to doing some of those.
And what are some of those that stuck out?
Number 38, there's 40 in total. Number 38 is do something illegal. So my father was a police officer, so that's going to be something that got to work out how we can do that without actually getting arrested. So it will be something incredibly mild, let me put it that way. So she had something, invent her own cocktail. She had send a message in a bottle. She's got send someone an anonymous gift, get a piercing, which two of her sisters have already done. We did that on the 3rd of July, so that one's been achieved. Do something for charity, host a tea party, jump in a swimming pool fully clothed. I'm not sure how well that's going to go down with the local swimming pool, but I shall get permission first. But no, it was all, it's going to be fun to do whilst emotional at the same time.
Certainly. And can you just tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing?
Right. Well, there's 40 items in total that we found, and myself and Aslan's other five brothers and sisters are all going to be doing this on her behalf, and my father's going to help out as well on some of them. So I'm going to be doing a colour run. I'm going to be doing a freefall parachute jump. I'm going to be doing planting a tree, which we already have done. I'm going to be jumping into a swimming pool fully clothed. I'm going to be doing a massive water fight. I will be doing a thrift shop, which is one of the ones on here. And probably I will be the one doing something illegal, but I'm not quite sure what that's going to be yet. So I apologise in advance to the police, but it won't be anything drastic.
And just finally then, can you give me your reaction to the fundraising campaign? All family and friends, complete strangers getting involved in this. What's your message to them?
Yes, I'm absolutely gobsmacked by the donations so far, and especially from people that have never met me, don't know anything about me or Aslan. The response so far has been absolutely tremendous, and it's heartwarming to know that people are out there that will support you on things like this. And I just can't thank people enough. It's Aslan's wish list. I don't know why she made it. I don't know when she made it. And we've got to complete it by the 31st of December because it's a 2017 bucket list. So I hope we can achieve everything on it for her. I think we can. But what I'm going to be doing with the money that is raised through the GoFundMe page is I'm hoping to set up a charity in Aslan's name. And I'm hoping that the charity will be run and used for people to apply for funding to buy equipment and products and items that they need to get them through college or university. For example, if they wanted to go into catering and they needed to buy chef whites and the knives and they couldn't afford it and they meet the criteria, they can apply for funding and the charity will pay for it. Things like that. So the parachute jump that we're doing through the GoFundMe page will hopefully set up the charity and we can get the ball rolling on that. But as far as donations are concerned, I'm absolutely gobsmacked again by everyone's generosity, and I can't thank them enough.